Okay. Sorry, I was just a little lost in my thoughts. You're looking as pretty as ever. That's kind of you. Marvelous, in fact, marvelous. It's marvelous. Well, you know, if you're looking prettier, I'd have run away in shame of not having prepared myself a little more for you. Being just, you know, a floppy, writery type walking around. And it's a nice day, isn't it? Yes. Indeed, the first few signs of summer are showing their light upon us. The fish waking from their drowsiness, the rivers flowing again, the animals and their mood better than ever. The hot feeling of sun on our skin. Not my best line, I guess. And you, though. You are more inspiring. Your eyes just shining there from the first few days of spring, reflecting your sight on me like those first beautiful flowers exhibiting their serenity. As the breeze blows and warms the very soul inside us. Sorry, I hope I didn't get too poetic there. I go off. Sometimes it's just the way my mind works, I guess. But well, I suppose I want you to know how much the moments I've spent with you warm my heart. I've honestly been daydreaming ever since you asked me out, and even though I've written of this moment, I put so much thought into it, I still don't feel remotely prepared, you understand? Still so full of nerves and over-verbosity. Good word, over-verbosity. Anyway, I was speaking of flowers earlier. I had some free time before our rendezvous, so I went ahead and picked this for you. It's a blue jazz. Wasn't easy to find. I imagine you grow them all the time in that farm of yours, that fabulous flower garden you must have. Have you been to the beach this time of year before? I mean, you know, that's where my hut is. You've been there, but it always the sea air just sort of. Would you like to? Thank you, yes. Follow me. Follow me. The cool breeze is quite exquisite, isn't it? Something about having lungs full of salt air just... I mean, it's why I live in a cabin on the beach in the first place. It just helps my muse flow, for want of a better word. No, not a literal muse. I don't really have a literal muse. It helps, you know, connect the cells and get the pen flowing. The feeling of the pen in one's hand as one scribbles away. It's marvellous. Huh? You'd like to feel my pen in your hand, would you? Well, you know, it's not that exciting. It's just a fountain pen that I picked up in the city. But I understand them. That beach is mostly for the summer, isn't it? To tan and play ball games like Alex is always doing. I mean, he did pay for the broken window, I suppose. But I think it's just as exquisite at all kinds times of the year. Wait, come with me. I have something to show you. Follow me. Look, there, you know Willie's shop, I assume, do you? That's Willie's shop over there, anyway. It's Pelican Town's wisest fisherman. You should hear his stories about the time he and a mermaid, Pip the diddly doo. Words I shouldn't be saying in front of such a lady. What was I saying? You can see my house from there, the little shack I've just told you about. It's pretty minimalistic, but I don't need much to be happy. You see, just the air and the pen and right. Yes. Anyway, I. The docks. The reason I brought you here is because I thought you might like to go out on the ocean, and I prepared this little boat for us. If you're into that, I think we could have a little one-on-one time in well, not international waters. We're not going to go out that far. Just in the bay. I don't really fancy my chances in the open waves, and yes, it is safe, I promise. It is not my first time on the waves, I can say that. Let's get in. Okay, right, oars, and here we go. I hope you feel safe alone out here with me. I just love to be alone with the water. I know we're not really very far out, just... I guess I felt I had to be a little far away before I could say that, I find you exquisitely attractive. And I'd really like to get to know you a little more intimately, a little closer, I suppose. So, if you don't mind this silly fool asking, what should I do to win over your whole heart? Roses? Chocolates? A ballad in your name? Fuck you sideways on a boat, okay. What? Sorry, what? I have indulged in the les arts sexuelles before. That's not real French. Oh dear, bugger. But it was just a little bit of, I mean, I'm kind of a people pleaser, but when it comes to bed, I suppose. By bed, I mean bonking. The thing Willie did to the mermaid, which I still don't quite understand. I mean, where do you even put it in? It's just a fishy tail, and surely it's going to get all... Sorry. Yes. I will not lie, my dear. I have craved this. Oh, God. Oh. Oh. My. Your lips are... Oh, God. Do you... Yes. Yes, I'll take my shirt off. You don't, you know, you don't object. Okay, you know you're the one instigating it. What am I talking about? It's, oh, your hands on my chest like that. I mean, truly magnificent. Yes, yes. Take off your. My goodness, you're stunning, beautiful, exquisite, amazing, incredible, beautiful, beautiful beyond words. I have yearned for you. Your whole body, your whole self. Let me kiss you on your neck. Let me put these my hands and squeeze, caress your nipples. Oh, you are like a goddess. I'm going to put this in my mouth now, if that's okay. And keep kissing down your body to heaven. Now, the heaven that lies between the gate of your thighs. Tastes sweeter than starfruit wine, my darling. Truly. Yes. Better than iridium quality starfruit wine, my darling. Nectar throbbing into my mouth. I could write a sonnet from my tongue here. Oh, my love. My angel. My beauty. My sweet little Junimo. Oh, you are everything. Everything I desire, everything I crave, everything I need to inspire me. Yes, my darling, you can be my muse. Truly. Oh, I cannot wait. Please allow me the honor of passage into you. It is. Okay, well, I'm not going to lie. No one's told me it's big before. But that's, well, not many people have. Let me try and... Oh, like that? Me just teasing you. Rubbing my pen, as you called it earlier, now I realise. All over your clitoris like this. Just teasing your... and slowly... getting to... Oh, my. It's okay. I promise I won't let us capsize. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, you feel magnificent. You are just divinity incarnate. Oh, goodness, I... No, I'm fabulous, my love. I am incredible. I am becoming totally, utterly besotted with every single thrust of my... Oh, yes. God, I... just... Oh, you are incredible. Oh, yes. You are my beautiful harvest slut. Is that what you like me to call you? My little goddess. My little slutty harvest goddess. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let us two more adventures like this together. We could write a whole story of the seasons together. Under a harvest moon, my love. Oh, fuck. God, I don't think I can... Hold on. Oh, God. Can I come inside? Is it okay if I come inside? Oh, God. Oh, yes, I hope you... No, I'll hold until you've... reach that peak yourself, my darling. Are you close? So I just rub your clit as well with my hand. Is that good? Is that good? Yes, I can feel you tightening and convulsing. And God, yes, like that. I can't hold. Oh, God. Have you ever been cream pied at sea before? God, that was a terrible line. Remind me to never use that in anything I write. My God. Oh, I am going to write so much after this, though. Filled with ideas. Yes, please let us have more adventures together. From now on.